never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I really am down with it.
How about being across the street with it?
Get right down to the real nitty-gritty now. Let's get right on down to the nitty-gritty now. One, two, nitty-gritty now. Yeah, boom.
It's Sunday night and this is the place to be. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Just to let you know, our phone number is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Please be nice in the emails. Takes a lot of time to read extra words, if you know what I mean. So, it finally stopped raining. Saw a beautiful rainbow this afternoon. And this morning, I was on my way to pick up my granddaughter, and I'm on a major highway. I'm in the right lane doing 5 miles less than the speed limit because it was raining. In case you don't know, you should drive slower if it's raining. So I'm very calm. I'm very relaxed. And real quickly, I see a vehicle in my mirror in the far left lane. He doesn't have his lights on. For those of you who don't know, it's law in New York State. If it's raining, if your wipers are on, your headlights have to be on. No, not your headlights. Your headlights. And so his headlights are off. And as he's approaching my vehicle, I'm approaching an exit on the highway. And don't you know, without signaling, this guy cuts across from the left lane all the way right in front of me and off the exit, just misses me by inches. I didn't want to slam on my brakes because it was raining. I didn't want to spin out. So I tapped my brakes, and we missed each other by inches. You know, my first instinct after my heart pounded was I felt like chasing that guy. And then I realized there was, you know, instant road rage, and let me calm down and just be thankful that nothing bad happened. What's the matter with you people? It's raining cats and dogs. Turn your lights on, signal, and if you're going to miss your exit, big deal, live, and take the next exit. Yeah, make a double U-turn, whatever you have to do, exit north, exit south. But come on. I mean, lucky, we were like the only two cars on the road this morning at that time. So that's my little rant today. Put your headlights on, signal. And if you realize last moment you're about to miss your exit, go to the next one. It's a lot safer. It really is. And while we're at it, don't forget, don't drink and drive. So, oh, I'm already getting some emails in. That's interesting. Oh, actually, this is interesting. Oh, Taxi Dave, I am not a cab driver, but I just wanted to pass along that I was at the boat show today at the Jacob Javits Center. And outside when I was leaving, the police were letting the Uber guys and gypsy cabs sit in front of the Javits Center waiting to steal business from yellow cabs. Well, I want to thank you for that email. And it's like, come on, NYPD. Come on, are you working here or what? Gypsy cabs? Guys waiting for people to walk into their cars, walk out, who should be taking yellow cabs? You know, this is ridiculous. Here's another email. This one is from a driver. Oh, interesting. Driver of 35 years. Wion Choi, and he emails me, I've been waiting all week to contact you in front of the Metropolitan Museum there is a man with a bullhorn announcing that Uber cars will take you anywhere in the city for $40. The Uber cars park between 81st and 82nd Street, and the people line up as the yellow drivers get angry. The NYPD is there and does nothing to stop this illegal solicitation or illegal parking by the museum. I want to thank you, Mr. Choi, driver of 35 years. It is aggravating. It is aggravating. You're not allowed to pick up street hails. People get out of a museum, they get in a yellow cab. That's why there's a taxi stand in front. A guy with a bullhorn saying, and it sounds like the circus. Step over here. Step over here, boys and girls. Anywhere in the city, $40. Meanwhile, yeah, step right up. Meanwhile, you should just get in a yellow cab. And for $40, you can go to Brighton Beach from Manhattan. My God. So I want to thank you for the emails at taxihail@AOL.com. And our phone number is 800-321-0710. All I have to do is find my equipment. Let me make believe I'm a radio show host, folks. If you're a yellow taxi driver who has to buy an accessible vehicle, you know, just to let everybody know, Mayor Bloomberg cut a deal with the disabled community a few years ago that by 2020, half of the yellow taxi, entire yellow fleet, will be wheelchair accessible. And that all really begins now. As vehicles retire, certain taxis have to become wheelchair accessible. There's a couple of problems with it. One is, you know, if you have drivers, they like to drive hybrids, like the Camry hybrid, which seems to be the most popular vehicle now. There's just one problem with that. Nissan, who signed a contract with New York City to be the taxi of tomorrow for the next 10 years, won't allow the Camry hybrid. In fact, not only won't they allow the Camry hybrid, but the wheelchair accessible vehicles that must be purchased, not one of them is a hybrid. So, if you have a medallion and you are changing it from a regular medallion to a wheelchair accessible vehicle, you must know this. You can only hack up the Nissan NV200, also known as the taxi of tomorrow. Okay? You can only hack up the Nissan NV200. Don't go buying these other expensive cars, the Siennas and stuff, until you check with someone who knows what they're talking about. Don't check with me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, it could be a huge problem. Get the NV200. And just to let you know, the wheelchair accessible vehicles, which aren't hybrids, are about $15,000 more than the regular vehicle, like the Camry hybrid, for example. So there's a one-time hack-up payment you're going to get of $14,000. And that represents the approximate difference between the cost of the accessible vehicle and the non-accessible version of the NV200. And that you will get from the city of New York, I'm told, after you hack up. Then there's a period for 4 years that every inspection, you'd get three inspections a year on a cab, they will send you a check for $1,333, and that's to cover both the extra maintenance costs of the heavier vehicle and also the lost revenue from additional days the accessible will probably be off the road. So there we go. Wow. We have a ton of callers already. So I guess we'll do what we do best and start taking phone calls. And, oh, here's one of everybody's favorites, JFK Mike. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, nice to talk to you, Taxi Dave. JFK status right now, the lot is 60% and moving, 60% and moving. We are on the right side of the rain delays during the day, so the night cabbies are reaping the rewards of a rainy day here in New York City. And just briefly, since I am on the way out of this lot, what is the deal with Bandwagon? I saw this, there's like a bunch of people with Bandwagon and red jackets hustling like group ride people. And in my opinion, it's like a lot of people who don't want a group ride.
Where did
and
you see
it,
that?
It's like at JFK. I saw it at Terminal 5. I saw some, they had like red jackets on. They said, oh, we're from Bandwagon. I said, what's Bandwagon? It's like, it's a group ride. It's like, well, and like, as a guy who's getting into my car, a $52 to Manhattan deal, the guy's like, oh, do you want to share? I think he doesn't want to share. We're like leaving the lot, you know, so. It's just another thing going on here. So I don't know if you've heard about these characters.
No, I was always brought up to get on the bandwagon. But I haven't heard about them.
Yeah, they're on the way.
I haven't heard publicity about them, but apparently there's some deal that was made behind the scenes if they're flagrantly and legally asking people to share rides. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, the little caveat, if I may use a million-dollar word here, is that I don't know if they're telling the people that the second drop is the regular meter, because the flat rate from JFK to Manhattan is $52, and you take a toll or a tunnel thing if for another $5 if there's traffic or if it's faster or what have you. So I don't know if they're telling these so-called group ride people that the second drop is the regular meter, because a lot of these people, I'm doubting everybody lives in the same building. So I'm just curious how this new thing is going to work out. So I just want to give the guys a heads up on that.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have you seen anybody with a bullhorn in front of the Metropolitan Museum?
Not lately. I saw the crackhead hustling cabs. He's been there for like 3 or 4 years. So I don't know if he's on the payroll or what, but he makes $1 a cab and he complains because he thinks he should get like $5 a cab. So he's there. But I haven't seen the bullhorn person. No, not yet.
And have you seen illegal pickups in front of the Javits Center, as another emailer sent in?
I hate to say, I avoid going to the Javits Center whenever possible because it's a complete, utter and complete waste of time for yellow cab drivers. And I think, like you said, it sounds like it's by design because they're rolling out the red carpet for Uber with surge pricing, and they're making it extremely difficult for the cheap yellow cabs to get over there. So I'm just wondering, what, you know, if the tail wags the dog these days, let's put it this way. And the last thing, the best newspaper in New York City, Taxi Insider, is at JFK right now. And just can I say nyctaxinews.com? Can I throw that in?
I would say it again.
nyctaxinews.com. You have the digital version of Dave's Taxi Insider. You also have great stuff, the message board, blah, blah, blah. nyctaxinews.com. And if you want the hard copy newspaper, it's at the JFK main lot right now. So have a good evening, guys. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot, Mike. And don't forget, you got to buy an NV200 if you're switching to an accessible vehicle. It could be a problem. Mr. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks for your time, Mr. David. While ago, the Taxi and Limousine Commission, she did mention about she has in the class about 200 or 250 TLC inspectors. And a few weeks ago, you did mention also about those inspectors. We don't see them on the street. I do have an excellent plan for New York City to save, let the city save a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars on salary, retirement, and pension. What New York City should do, they should shut down completely Taxi and Limousine Commission. They should keep up only the hack site. And will be no more Taxi and Limousine Commission, will be under supervision from the police department, because police department, they cover the five boroughs. There are thousands of the policemen, and de Blasio is not doing the job. The city Taxi and Limousine Commission is running today under Uber, Lyft, and Bloomberg administration, not under de Blasio administration.
You know, there are some rules changes coming up. January 21st is a hearing down at 33 Beaver Street. I always get it mixed up. 33 Beaver Street. And some of the things they're going to be doing is, they're going to lengthen the license period of all licenses from 2 years to 3 years. And they're going to eliminate probationary licenses for taxi cabs and for hires. They're also going to require all license applications, they must have an email address. And they're going to require all applicants whose driver's licenses have been issued in other states to provide an abstract of their driving record from that other state. Now, together, these rules will reduce somewhat the regulatory burden on taxi drivers. And that's in addition to the DMV and criminal record monitoring and the annual drug testing. Now, you know, there's a lot of little things the Taxi and Limousine Commission has done. But as far as enforcement, you're not wrong, Charbel. They need help. You know, Uber is now at 35,000 vehicles. A year ago, it was probably half of that, or less than half of that.
Where's the mayor? What the mayor is doing? He's doing nothing. What Taxi and Limousine Commissioner? She's doing nothing. She destroyed the taxi industry behalf of Uber and Lyft. They destroyed the credit union, and poor people are going bankrupt. And they invested money in the credit union. They are losing money. And we are about to lose our pension, our medallions, our life.
Well, actually, on Thursday morning, the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission is a guest speaker at the Crane's Breakfast at the New York Athletic Club. And I read somewhere, it was printed, that she's going to address Uber and the yellow taxi industry, which is going to be very interesting. You know? But NYPD, yeah, 30,000 strong. Certainly, even if they work two or three shifts, you have thousands on the street, and you know how they love to give yellow taxi driver summonses. So imagine if they had the jurisdiction, and they should, with the vehicle traffic law. If you're picking up illegally, impound the car, give the guy a summons, you know, and that's the end of it, man. I mean, you know, Suffolk County, I'm going to tell you folks something that's going to blow your mind. Police in Long Island stopped a speeding car, okay, during the week, and there was a very determined driver. His license had been suspended. He was driving with a suspended license, but it had been suspended. Are you ready for this? 88 times. 88 times. That's what happens when you go through, you know, the normal means. Okay, we'll go to court. Let's take my license. I don't care. I'm still going to drive. Well, it took a Long Island cop to impound the car and to throw the guy in jail. You know, I guess I shouldn't mention his name. Eric Dunbar, 43 years old. But he was doing 86 miles an hour on the Long Island Expressway. You know, what if that was your mother or your daughter in front of him, next to him, and he decides to takes his eyes off the road for a second to answer a phone call? You know, you sneeze if you're doing 86 miles an hour and you can kill somebody. It's difficult. When thousands of vehicles have a sense of entitlement, let's get something straight, folks. Only yellow cabs can pick up street hails in Manhattan. And everybody out there who's walked in Manhattan and needed a cab is going to tell you that, well, other vehicles come up and say, do you need a car? You need a ride? That aren't taxis? It's illegal. You're going to get ripped off like $40 anywhere in the city in front of a museum.
Yes, sir.
And nobody stops them, and the cops are there. The cops are there. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Charbel, thank you so much for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Do appreciate it. Can you believe that? 88 license suspensions? My God. You know? And those are the times he got caught. The guy should have been. I don't know. Cut his arms off so he can't drive. Do something to this guy. Because he's going to kill somebody. And I hope it's not anyone we know. Bob in Long Island, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Lord Dave. Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you.
Thank you. And, I hope you got my history lesson.
All right, let's hear Bob's history lesson.
Remember that thing with the what happened back in 1915?
Oh, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
All right, they had a basic problem back in 1915 with 50 cabs. And the same thing was going out to streetcar companies who were being paid, you know, who were paying franchise fees and everything else, like the taxi industry is now. And they had the same kind of problems with the gypsies back then. And they would call them jitneys back then. And that's what's going on. And the same thing, the same pattern. The governments were helping the jitneys out at the expense of the streetcar companies. So we're repeating everything all over again.
Well, history repeats itself. You know, one thing about technology is everyone knows it's here to stay. Yellow cabs are getting their apps. Uber was the first. I mean, what are they? They're an app company. Okay, good idea. Anybody can do it, and people are starting to do it. They were the first. But to bluntly have the president of a company state, similar to what Mayor Bloomberg stated to one particular person, we're going to put the yellow taxi industry out of business. I mean, this is New York City, man. You know, we've been here for 80 years. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. It's a hailing town. You walk in Manhattan, you'll see the hands up. And I don't mean guys with guns robbing you. I'm talking about people hailing cabs. All right? It's a hailing town. There's a value to that. So nobody's putting anyone out of business. All we want is something that's fair. You know, you look at wheelchair accessible. You know, we have this thing going on in New York now. And I'm telling, once again, I'm going to keep repeating this. If you have an unrestricted medallion, that's a non-wheelchair accessible medallion, and you now have to buy, you won the lotto, that's some lotto to win, you won the lottery, and now you have to buy a wheelchair accessible vehicle, it must be the NV200, the Nissan, the taxi of tomorrow. Why? Because that's what the contract says between New York City and Nissan. They gave them a 10-year contract, therefore, the rules at the Taxi Limousine Commission reflect the contract. Capiche?
Yeah. And
oh,
then the thing is...
You're still there? Oh, okay.
And then the thing is, in here, is whose palms are being greased, where's the money coming from, and who's getting it?
Oh, boy. I got to stay away from that stuff. But it's funny because, you know, people are entitled to their own thoughts. People are entitled to their own thoughts. I'll never forget a few days after Hurricane Sandy... people were still being dug out of their attics out in the far ends of Queens and Brooklyn. I remember the stories I heard from people standing on their roofs, hoping the surge wouldn't wash them out to sea. And there's Mayor Bloomberg saying, it's really, having a marathon is going to be good for everybody. You know, it'll make people feel really good, you know? When you're depressed, when you're down, a marathon is a good thing for people. You know, I remember the worst of times in my life, no matter what it was. And not once did I think, you know, we should have a marathon. That'll make me feel better. Come on. Come on, what a bunch. You know, you may be right. You may be right. You know, and then when they do have the marathon, I see Nissan signs all over the place, a sponsor. And I think they also gave like 6 electric cars to New York City. But anyway, enough of that. You get me riled up, Mike. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Bob.
Yeah, Dave.
Appreciate it. And we got Tommy from Brooklyn. Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
Taxi Dave, how you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a rant and advice, as well as a comment about what Chabelle said. My rant and slash advice. The weather now, sooner or later, is going to start getting severe. I hope these drivers know that, you know, to make sure that their headlights are working, their wipers, and they have windshield washer fluid. But those drivers that are afraid of the severe weather, that drive super slow, please stay home. Do not be on the road, because you're making the situation worse for everyone, especially if you're going 5 miles per hour. Yeah. If you're afraid of the weather and they're afraid of the roads, stay home. It's not worth it.
I appreciate that. And you're right, because if, I mean, I was on the highway doing, you know, the limit on the highway I was on was 65. I was doing 60 when I got cut off this morning from some jerk in the left lane who missed his exit and had to cut across three lanes of traffic to get off. You know, and the worst, the next worst thing would be is if I'm doing 60 and a guy in front of me somewhere is doing 10 or 15 miles an hour. You know?
Okay, and when I agree. And then when you have severe weather, snow, ice, fog, okay, of course, you drive slower. But if your car is not prepared for it, with, you know, both lights working, with your wiper blades, you know, working, and windshield washer fluid, don't be on the road. It's dangerous. Now, as far as what Charbel said, I agree with you both. But NYPD, yes, they have 30,000 strong. I'm telling you this as a former federal employee. I think the resource should go, instead of NYPD, to NYPD traffic. There are lots of traffic cops on the streets.
Good
so
idea.
They have visual of, instead of just writing tickets and looking for meters and expired registrations, if they see an illegal pickup, they have the ability to take a quick, with now the technology that they have, to take a quick picture or take the license plate and send them a fine. And now that NYPD traffic is merged with NYPD, if they get hit by these, you know, by these illegal pickups, it's automatic, pretty much assaulting an officer. So since there are a lot of traffic cops out there, expand their roles, not just directing traffic or writing tickets, but give them more of the TLC inspector jobs. That will help.
And they could also call those tow trucks to impound the vehicles.
Absolutely. They could stand right in front of the double parked illegal pickup. And like I said, if they try to hit the traffic agent, that's assault on an officer.
Wow.
That's
my opinion. You really thought this out, Tommy. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
You know, there comes time in your life where you have to step up to the plate. There was a bill in the city council that had 27 sponsors, the anti-surge pricing bill. Now, the bill calls for a no more than 100% increase. In some states, we read during New Year's Eve, some places were charged almost 10 times the rate of fare by certain app companies. Interestingly enough, the Attorney General of New York State, was the Attorney General, right? Put a maximum of 2.8 times the regular rate of fare. I mean, unheard of, unprecedented, but he came out with that a while ago. So that's still, you know, like a 200% more than, you know, added to the regular rate. So this bill, it's time to do the right thing. And, you know, Speaker of the City Council, Melissa Mark Favito, is... She's in a great position. She's an advocate for the poor, an advocate for, you know, regular people. And it would be really great if she could step up to the plate and do what hasn't been done yet and get this anti-surge pricing thing bill passed, you know, in a way that doesn't destroy the yellow industry and doesn't destroy the green SHLs and doesn't destroy the black car industry and doesn't destroy the car services or the livery industry. You know, New York City is made up a lot of segments of ground transportation. And, you know, we don't want to put anyone out of business. We want everyone to stay in business, and we know there's enough work out there for everyone. But we need some help on the legal end. All right. When we come back, we will take some more of your phone calls. We're also going to have Matt Hamilton on. I'm sorry. Yeah, Matthew Hamilton. And we're going to talk about $7 billion that the governor promised for infrastructure right here in New York. How do you like that? He must have been listening to the Taxi Dave show. Okay? And we have a lot more to talk about also. So stay tuned to the Taxi Dave show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And right now I'm here. I can't wait to get there. Stay tuned. Nothing.
to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Each must know his want. So a new mentality. Closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart.
Taxi Insider is Taxi Insider. Oh, boy. Taxi Dave is back. I'm also the Taxi Insider at times. Depends what hat I'm wearing. All right. Taxi Dave Show. Sunday evenings. This is the place to be. And that song was for one of our listeners, Mr. Grulich, from California. Let's take Mary from Utah. We lost Mary. Dave from Comac, we lost Dave. People are calling, and they can't wait. I'm very sorry. Let's take a call from Charles. Charles, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, your little experience with the guy swerving in front of you for the exit?
Yeah.
They do that all the time in front of the bus. You know, you're running 65 speed limit. They come by honking, give you the finger, and then pull in front of you, tap the brakes, try and make you swerve.
Wait, you get visual commands, also visual communication, while they're while they're almost killing you?
Yep. Well, I just, you know, I don't swerve.
I always thought they were waving when they did that.
I've cut two cars in lane, two tried that. I don't move. It's called you move. And then you're an 86-mile-an-hour guy in Long Island Expressway. Hey, he's only 6 miles over, according to GPS. They say you're supposed to do 80 miles an hour. 3 hours, New York to D.C., 240 miles in 3 hours.
Oh, so, Charles, do you drive a bus?
No, I'm the one that state trooper upstate tried to shoot me when I was eating McDonald's with my thighs, and I had a stroke right after, and I got crippled.
Let's not go there, folks. I love live radio, Charles. I really do. You never know what you're going to get. But, man, it was...
Never know when you're bus driver either.
I enjoy my day off. I wanted to see my grandkid. And I almost got killed because of some jerk cutting across three lanes to get off an exit right in front of me in the rain, heavy rain. And that's what's scary, you know. You know, if I hit my brakes, who knows what would have happened. I just tapped them very lightly and... just got
well, you get probably got any skid on yours, and when you swerve, it usually ends up worse than hitting the person.
Well, I want to thank you, Charles, for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in. Okay, I know you've been on hold for a long time. A lot of folks have been on hold for a long time, but right now we're going to speak with our guest, and our guest is reporter Matthew Hamilton, and he recently wrote a story about Governor Cuomo. Giving up $7 billion for infrastructure upstate, okay? Matthew Hamilton, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, Dave, how you doing tonight?
Fantastic. A little better than I was this morning when I almost got run off the road.
Yeah. Well, glad to know that you are here to host this show tonight.
So rather than me read from your article, why don't you tell our listeners exactly what Governor Cuomo has up his sleeve for New York State and infrastructure money? Because we've spoken about this with a number of people, including Congressman Rangel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know the bridges are falling apart, the roads are falling apart. And before something drastic happens, we needed a big shot in the arm. So tell us what you think and what's going on.
Right. So over the past week, the governor has been rolling out parts of his State of the State address, which he will unveil in full in Albany on Wednesday. Uh-huh. And much of it has been focused on infrastructure and construction projects. Let's see, it was either Monday or Tuesday. I'm forgetting my days now. He was down on Long Island talking about a third track through Nassau County to improve reverse commuting.
Didn't he also talk about a tunnel from Long Island?
Yeah. He talked about putting up $5 million to do a feasibility study for a tunnel under the Long Island Sound.
And where would it go?
Bronx, it would go either to the Bronx, Westchester, or Connecticut. Where it would be from, somewhere in Nassau, but that's not as clear. So that would be $5 million just to study it. And, you know, in going back and doing the research, you know, you see that, that study has been done and done and done repeatedly. So I don't know where the next $5 million study leads, but we're poised to do another one. So that happens on Long Island. And then he comes upstate and says that in the upcoming budget, he wants to include $7 billion for a number of things specifically for upstate, including infrastructure projects, energy projects. And then he comes out the next day and says that he wants to propose $22 billion for upstate roads and bridges over 5 years. This would essentially mirror what the MTA has with its five-year capital plan, which I think is worth somewhere around $25 to $30 billion, I believe. Okay. And this is what transportation advocates have been calling for the most part anyway. You know, there's been a lot of anger that as the MTA has continued to have 5 year capital plans, that a solid 5 year DOT capital plan, a state DOT capital plan, hasn't been brought forward. So now the governor says, you know, we're gonna put a substantial amount of money into upstate roads and bridges, and you know, a similar amount of money to what the MTA would be putting forward, and you know, we'll see where it goes. The devil's still in the details here. It's a very broad proposal, but you know, when we get his official executive budget proposal on Wednesday, we'll see, you know, where the line items actually are, and if it actually appeases the advocates who have been calling for something like this.
Is there any relationship with Gridlock Sam Schwartz and his company with the governor that you know of? Because recently Gridlock Sam or Sam Schwartz was interviewed, you know, about infrastructure and its failings in New York City is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live upstate?
Yeah, I live in the city of Albany here in the great state capital.
Okay, I mean, a simple thing. He's, you know, Gridlock Sam has been on this show, and the number one priority for him, he's scared of the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I guess you call it a triple cantilever. One highway going north is over another highway going south. And that yep. upper highway, there seems to be a lot of cracked concrete. And he's just waiting for a hole as big as a car to burst through.
Right.
And, you know, another... You know, will any of the governor's money be directed towards things like that?
As far as the BQE, I couldn't tell you. You know, I know, especially upstate, there are a lot of bridges that are crumbling. And I mean, look at downstate. Look at the Tappan Zee Bridge. We're building a $4 billion bridge project for a reason, right? So, you know, I can't speak specifically to the relationship between Gridlock Sam and the governor's proposals or, you know, to the BQE, but yeah, presumably a lot of this money goes towards crumbling roads, and it's not just bridges that cars would fall through. It's roads that have potholes that could swallow a car, or you know, new potholes could form that could swallow cars. So, again, we'll see what the line items are, but yeah, presumably it goes to
come into New York after the winter.
Yeah, no, come into anywhere in New York after the winter, not just the city, but come. you know, come drive down my block in Albany after the winter when plow trucks have gone through and see just what's gotten chewed up over the past, you know, 4 or 5 months.
You know, what's interesting is he also came out with a plan where he stated there'll be no toll increases
yep.
on the New York State Thruway until 2020.
What do you think about that? That would be about $1 billion, and it would be another subsidy for the thruway. It would keep tolls frozen. There's also plans to eliminate tolls for commercial agriculture vehicles, and it would also include plans to provide a tax credit for frequent commuters, both commercial and passenger cars. And I think the passenger threshold is only about $50 in tolls a year. And what they say is, under the governor's plans, you would essentially cut your tolls in half by earning this tax credit. So it keeps with a trend in recent years where the state has put up money to help the Thruway Authority. You know, tolls were frozen in last year's state budget. And it comes at an interesting time given that, you know, the state, it's still not clear how we're going to pay for the Tappan Zee Bridge. Obviously, tolls on that bridge are going to have to raise at some point, but, you know, there have been the fears that on the entire thruway system, all the way from Yonkers to Buffalo, would have to go up. And now now the governor is saying that he wants to freeze tolls, you know, for
that would
the next
include
five
the tap,
years.
That would include the Tappan Zee Bridge, right?
From my understanding, yeah, the toll would be frozen at $5.
Well, take that, Port Authority. I'm not going to take the GW Bridge anymore for $15. I'm going to take the Tappan Zee Bridge for $5. Nah, 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 nah.
As someone who takes the Tappan Zee into New York when I travel down there, it is the best way to go if you want to save that money. I don't even try to mess with the GW and the ridiculous amount that you got to pay to cross that bridge.
Yeah, I mean, do I feed my kids or do I go over the bridge and pay a toll? All right. And if people want to read your articles, Matthew, because you're in the know when it comes to transportation, how do they read your articles?
Yeah, so you can visit www.timesunion.com. I'm a Capital Bureau reporter for the Albany Times Union, and we report both on timesunion.com and on the Capital Confidential blog, which you can find by searching our main page.
Oh, I want you to call me when you get something confidential.
All right, will do.
Okay, it's Matthew Hamilton. Thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, a couple of emails just to catch up. Hey, Taxi Dave. Bandwagon, based on our first caller, they're a carpooling service. Target audience is typically the longer fare. The app will match up passengers together. So, for example, if we both need a ride, you're going to Orange County, and I need a ride to Nanuet on the stop along the way. Both would pay a discounted rate, but the driver makes full fare and then some because he's doubled up. Bandwagon has been around for a while now. They started at LaGuardia Airport. Thank you, Henry, for that email. Appreciate it. And I heard a rumor. Here's another email. I heard a rumor that the yellow cabs will replace Accessoride in about a year or so. Have you heard this? And this is from Maria. Maria, let's face it. New York State's spending $1 billion on Accessoride almost. $1 billion. The average ride is $60. Why shouldn't a yellow cab, whose average ride is $20, pick up wheelchair accessible fast? Since we're going to have the vehicles anyway. And don't you think everyone should have the wheelchair accessible vehicles while we're on the subject, Maria? Okay. And here's one from Stephen. Adding more wheelchair-accessible vehicles will be polluting the air more than ever because hybrid cabs will be replaced with non-hybrid and non-electric vehicles and taxis. That's at least an extra 10 gallons more fuel combustion per taxi cab. In 2016 and beyond, all taxi cabs should be hybrids and electric-powered. You know, it kind of makes sense. A taxi of tomorrow? You know, some call it the taxi of yesterday because it's not a hybrid. A couple of hundred wheelchair-accessible taxi cabs is well enough to serve the public with those heavy, unfoldable wheelchairs. Wheelchair-accessible cabs should not transport anyone else except the wheelchair the disabled in wheelchairs and his or her company. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that email. We try to get everything in here, folks. And anyway, when we come back, we do have some more phone calls. I'm sorry, I just lost somebody from Indiana. Wonderful. That's what happens when, you know, if you can't stay on the phone, I get it. In Indiana, it's probably dinner time, so they were called for dinner. I think I heard the bell there. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, and you can get there from here. You don't hear stuff like this anywhere else, folks. Stay tuned for more on the Taxi Dave Show.
Listen to the Taxi Dave Show every Sunday at 8 p.m. to hear about transportation issues and information that affect you. Taxi Dave will discuss buses, trains, planes, gas prices, recalls, ticket quotas, bike lanes, vehicle recalls, infrastructure, and taxis. You'll hear information not heard anywhere in New York City. Down-to-earth perspective. So allow Taxi Dave to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel and the bridges where tolls are too high. The Taxi Dave Show, Sundays at 8 p.m. here on 710 WOR. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back to the Taxi Dave Show. I didn't know I'd be DJ spinning requests on the air, but here we go. Well, that was Whippin' Post by the Allman Brothers. It's usually an encore, you know, but we figured we'd play it here because two people requested it. See, we do everything for you on the Taxi Dave Show. All right, I'm going to finish up two questions that Gridlock Sam was asked in his last interview, and then somebody is actually going to be passing a law to give pedestrians a fine of hundreds of dollars. But before that, Mr. Sala has been on the line for a very long time. And before I lose him too, the other folks who called, I'll try to get to you who are on the line. But Mr. Sala, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, how you doing, David? How are you? We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
I agree with one of your callers. His name is Charbel. The TLC should go away. Enough is enough. They're not doing anything to the yellow cab taxi. And today, I was at the airport, just today. I was coming from LaGuardia, and one of the passengers told me they approaching them from the line, outside the airport, like, you know, to ride with them as Uber, you know, ride, Uber drivers.
Who's approaching who?
Uber drivers. Approaching, you know, the passengers at LaGuardia Airport.
So Uber drivers
are
approaching passengers who are online to get on to get into yellow cabs.
Yeah, they're asking them, "Why you wait online? I can take you anywhere you want in the city, anywhere you want."
And what terminal is that happening at?
It was on Delta, you know, where US Air used to be.
Yes, I do know where that is. Well, you know what?
Exactly.
I'm canceling my tickets on Delta for Florida, and I'm going to take JetBlue now. I want to thank you for filling me in on that. Hear that, Delta? You already lost one customer. stop the illegal pickups at your own terminal. Anything else, Mr.
That's like extremely right. Like, you know, those TLC have to go and replace them with a new company or anybody else. I remember when Giuliani was a mayor, no hustler in the street at all. Nobody can pick up nobody on the street. Where is you know, the law right now? If the police letting everybody, you know, to pick up, like, you know, one of your callers says like in the event near the museum, you know, they let them go by $40 or whatever the price is. Like, so, you know, that means the police is okay with that also.
Yeah, he said the police are there, not giving any parking tickets to the cars. Guy with a bullhorn illegally soliciting. I mean, you don't get more illegal than that.
So what's left for us then, you know? We've been driving since the 80s. This is what we deserve at the end of, you know, our age, let's say. Like, we are all, like, looking for a nice retirement, and it's gone in the air. Nothing for us, after all.
Ladies and gentlemen, most medallions are owned by one person. One person owns one medallion, is the way I should say it. Okay? Mr. Saleh, you own one medallion?
Yeah, just one.
And when did you buy it?
I bought it, like, about maybe, like, 15 years ago.
Okay. So you've been servicing the people of New York City for 15 years.
No, more. I used to be a regular driver before. I started driving since 87, 86.
So, well, you worked your way up the chain, you know, in an industry that helps those who may not have other skills. I don't mean that in a bad way. My father drove a cab, and so did my grandfather, and so did I. You know, but, you know, this is something, folks, where the city sells something for hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction, and at the same time, you could buy a license, and those people who buy that other license for, I don't know, a couple of hundred bucks, are stopping in the territory where yellow cabs have the right to pick up street hails, are stopping their vehicles when someone has their hand up and saying, come on, get in, I'll take you for a ride. You're right. We do need to get NYPD involved. And maybe Tommy from Brooklyn is right, and we should get the traffic agents involved. They love to give summonses anyway. You know? Very good. Oops. All right, Saleh, thanks for voicing your opinion. And if you're a taxi driver, tell your passengers not to fly Delta. They're not helping the yellow taxi industry. They're helping illegal activity. How do you like that? I'll probably get sued for that one, but it won't be the first time. All right. I'm Taxi Dave, by the way. I want to tell you something. What if I told you that there was... that someone is going to implement plans for a $697.50 fine for pedestrians who break the law crossing the street. Okay? And that's despite opposition from crosswalk safety advocates. Well, Transportation Minister Jeff McClellan of Nova Scotia has said this is really about safety. Now, there's a spin. We have Vision Zero, okay? And, yeah, deaths have gone down in New York City. We have a 25-mile-an-hour limit. But a $697.50 fine for pedestrians who break the law crossing against the light. You know, New York City can pay for everybody's pension in 1 year. No one crosses at the light in New York City except the tourists. That is a ballsy move, I got to tell you. It's always about, let's yield to the pedestrian in the crosswalk. Of course, but when they come out with the earplugs on in the middle of cars and you have to stop short and they give you a dirty look like, hey, man, you know, you got to stop for me. You know, here's a message to you. Steel hurts skin. Steel trumps skin. So, Nova Scotia. Unbelievable. Do you hear that anywhere, folks? Almost a $700 fine for pedestrians. And 69% of pedestrian victims and 87% of cyclists, okay, were men. There's more American pedestrians and cyclists getting killed on the roads. And there's more walking and taking bicycles to work. So obviously, you know, there are bigger numbers of people doing it, and there's going to be more changes in behavior. And more vehicles and pedestrians and cyclists involved in traffic accidents. Now, pedestrians accounted for 14% of traffic deaths in 2013. And that's according to the Government Accountability Office. And that's up 3% from 2013. Most of the deaths occur between 3 p.m. and midnight. And here's one for you, folks. 1 in 3 pedestrians and 1 in 5 bicyclists had a blood alcohol content of more than 0.08. Now, that's above the impaired amount in all 50 states. So that's something to think about. Okay? You're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm Taxi Dave. I guess I'll finish up with what Sam had to say. You should also know, at Madison Square Garden next week, and professional bull riders, if you've never seen it before, you've got to go down there and see it. It's the greatest thing in the world. And congratulations to MTA for a wonderful event today. No Pants Day. Absolutely wonderful. Just what we need. Anyway, I got to go now. Hey, taxi! Take me to the Javits Center so I can spit on those cars. Pick it up a